Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Welcome, Chi-Town Empire Podcast Show's Angel. That's my angel. That's my angel. Yes, angel. Happy Friday. Yes, happy Friday to you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Friday today. Enjoy you guys' Friday. See my background. It's hot. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Friday. Also, hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful weekend. But I want to say happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Enjoy guys' birthday. Also, I also want to say happy birthday to everyone's birthday Saturday and Sunday. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Enjoy guys' birthday. Enjoy it, you know. Enjoy. Also, you know, kids going out of school. You know, people. I'm going to school. People already out of school or already graduating. Congratulations to you guys on y'all big one as well. Also, people getting off work, people going to work, people have work today. Also, congratulations to everyone who got a promotion. Congratulations to you guys. But today, of course, we're talking about the WNBA. Also, we're talking about the NBA playoff. So first, let's talk about the WNBA. Let's talk about Wednesday game because we didn't talk about that Thursday. So we're going to talk about Wednesday game. Hey, Chicago Sky versus the Wings. It was a good game. It was a tough. She might think it was a tough-ass game. But Wings pulled it off. Wings hit 87. Sky hit 79. It was a good game. That was Angel Reese's first debut. It was a good game. It was going back and forth. Wings just took over in the fourth quarter. I feel like Sky got... They had the game. It was a good game. But they just slipped out their game. But they had the game. They really, really did have the game. But it's just, you know, they play against tomorrow. So that's Saturday. So it was good. Then... Yeah, you know, the rookies, again, debut, Cameron Brink and Jackson. Recruit Jackson, I think I saw her name right. Jackson for the Sparks. Also, we had the Dreams to do as well. But the Dream Course won 92 to Spark 81. Then we had the Liberty versus the Fever game. Of course, we had the Liberty. Of course, won 112 to Phoenix 66. So, Kevin Hart's second debut as a rookie. Tonight we got Mississippi versus the Sun at 6:30 p.m. tonight. Then we got the Storm versus the Liberty at 8:30 p.m. tonight. So team going back and forth. It's gonna be a good game. Storm, I hope so. The rookie that I'm hoping so play tonight. But hey, it is what it is. Then tomorrow we got the Fever versus the Liberty at 12 p.m. tomorrow. Then you got the Spark versus the Ace at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Then you got the Sky versus the Wings at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Then you got the Drain versus the Mercury at 9 p.m. tomorrow. And then Sunday, we got the Storm versus the Mystics at 2 p.m. tomorrow, Sunday. So, got one game Sunday, then rest game tomorrow, and two games tonight. So, it's good to see. Seeing the players getting back to it, getting used to, you know, new pieces, also old pieces as well, but trying to build that chemistry, that relationship, that good relationship and stuff like that. So, they can make a push, you know. It's just the first half, you know. The second half, they got a break, a long type of break. So, second half, a WNBA got, you know, a break. But it's long because, you know, Olympics, of course, this year as well. So, WNBA will be on pause and going to focus on the Olympics. So, that's going to be a good thing as well. So, just build that chemistry, that connection, stuff like that. When they get that, teams going, you know, going to make that push, you know. I always say that teams are going to, you know, start out slow. So, they're going to go down. Start out slow. Then be in the middle. Start out, you know, getting that groove. Start on high. And then you go and win these games in a row. So, it's just take one game at a time. Just be patient and stuff like that. It's going to click. You know, it's just the first game. Also, you know, some teams are going to the second game. And they're trying to feel the momentum and trying to, you know, win these games. Stuff like that. You know, make sure their team on a good head on a scribble, on a swivel. So, it's going to be a good. Like I said, it's going to be a good matchup. I know a lot of teams trying to, you know, fight, push, stuff like that to make the order to make it to the, you know, the playoff, you know. The playoff, you know, run, start, June, July, August, and then the playoff start, like, in the middle of September, then going in October. So, it's going to be tough. It's going to be very, very tough. I'm excited. So, yeah, I don't know who you guys got. Let me know who you guys got in these playoffs. Like, who you guys got. Who you guys got? Also, are you guys happy with your team at, you know? Are you excited, you know? Every game, you know, it's fun to watch, you know? Every game can be a close game. Some games can be a blowout. So, it's all about, you know, take one game at a time, trying to learn each other, you know, weakness, the strong suit, and stuff like that. How can you do that? Also, how you can, you know, gel your stuff in with your team, you know? That's that team chemistry come. You know, you got that off the court, then you try it on the court. So, have both. So, chemistry on the court and off the court, you know what you and your team like and dislike, stuff like that. And, yeah, you know, you fight for each other and stuff like that. Also, trying to get a win. You know, some teams are down right now, you know, starting off slow right now, very, very slow. Then some teams are starting off hot right now, very, very hot. So, I'm excited. I'm very, very excited about it. So let me know, you guys. Let me go. No, what you guys? Who you guys got? Do you guys like it? Do you guys dislike it? Let me know. And I want to know. Let me know how you guys feel about WNBA. You know, the opener. Also, how you feel about the second game. You know, some of these ladies about had a second game tonight. Some ladies already had their second game. Some second game Saturday, Sunday. How you guys feel like that? So, you know, the first game. Over with, folks in the sun, lady already had the second game. How you guys feel about that? But tonight is some people's second game. How you guys feel about that? One, you know, one down in the book. So, like I said, some lady already got the second game under their feet. But, like I said, some teams start off slow, you know, very, very slow. And some teams start off very, very in the middle. And some teams start about really, really high. So, how you guys feel about that? Are you guys excited about that? So let me know. Let me know how you guys feel about that. Like I said, just, you know, the beginning of the season. The beginning. Then, you know, the second half, that's when they fight, push, trying to, you know, make sure they make it to the playoffs. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm very, very excited about it. So let me know. Now, let's move on to the NBA playoff, you know. We have Wednesday game. We have the Cavs versus the Celtics. Of course, Celtics won. Moving on to the next round, waiting for Indiana on the next game to be over it, trying to face who they gonna face, but, you know, Celtics just got it over it on Wednesday. Celtics, of course, had 113 to Cavs 98. You know, Celtics, like, you know what? Let's just, you know, team, let's end it right now. Let's get this break, because, you know, Knicks and Indiana Pacers, you know, probably go to game 7. You never know. But, yeah, it's gonna be a tough game. I ain't watch it, but I already knew the Celtics would win on day home and just get, you know, get some rest and stuff like that. Then, game 5, hit the Dallas Mavericks OKC game. Dallas, of course, won 104 to OKC 92. Dallas, of course, won. Can Dallas pull it off? Like I said, I got the Dallas in this series. It's OKC. Can Dallas win tonight? They play tonight. So, they know they play tomorrow. My apologies. They play tomorrow. Play tomorrow, so let me know who you guys got. I got Dallas in this series. Like I said, I got Dallas in this series. Tomorrow game, Dallas this series. So can Dallas, you know, and also they got home court. Can Dallas pull it out or the OKC, you know, do game 7? Try to force the game 7. We don't see watching see tomorrow. So yeah, only game we had one game yesterday. Last night we had the Nuggets, the champs, versus Timberwolves. They got blown out. But Nuggets, of course, had 70 to Timberwolves 115. It was crazy. Oh, a blowout. Series tied, you know, Ant-Man tie the series up. She's told the Denver staff, "Hey, we're going to see y'all in game 7. He said it. He speaked it. And it's existed. So, Timberwolves forced the game 7. But they play Sunday. We don't know what time. So, it'll be determined. I'm not sure what time they play against each other. But we don't see. We got the Knicks versus the Indiana Pacers tonight. Only one game tonight at 7:30 p.m. tonight. Who you guys got? Can the Indiana Pacers force the game 7? Or will the Knicks, you know, say, you know what, let's end this. We don't even know at all. Just end it and get some rest. And folks, let's go fix the Celtics. So, we're going to see who you guys got. Let me know who you guys got. And then tomorrow, we got OKC versus Dallas at 7 p.m. Will Dallas close it out at their home? Or will OKC force the game 7? So, we're going to see. But then Sunday, we got Timberwolves versus Nuggets. Sunday, can the Nuggets pull it out, win? Because Joker had a mean-ass, scream out like, but a mean-ass face. Like, seriously, like, all right. He didn't say that. He like, all right, got y'all. So, that face is telling a lot like this man about, you know, he didn't take a game 6. He knew something. Like, you know what, let's close him out at home and just win. But, yeah. We're going to see who going to win. Who really, 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 really going to win. I can't wait. Not wait. But if game 6-4, we have the Indiana Pacers versus the Knicks at 2:30 p.m. So, I feel like, okay, Timberwolves and Nuggets, if that's probably going to be like 8, 7, or 9. One of them. I don't know. So, I'm just saying, for games, I'm not sure when they play. What time they gonna play, so we don't see. But I'm excited, you know. Timberwolves forced game 7. You can't get mad at it. They really, really did force game 7. But if the Indiana Pacers do force the game 7, they play Sunday. So today they play. If Indiana force game 7, the Knicks, or the Knicks close out tonight, we will see Celtics versus the Knicks. I don't know what day they will be, but we're gonna watch and see. Probably it'll be a Tuesday, so I can't wait. I'm excited, very, very excited about it. We don't know who gonna win. It could be a tough matchup. Like, I really, really see it's gonna be a tough matchup. Like, teams aren't really going at it like chaps and stuff like that, because no team don't want to lose. No, don't one team trying to save their season, another team trying to close this team's season and go move on to the next round. But you can't take any team lightly. You gotta keep your foot on the gas. Don't let up, because if you do, teams can't make this tough run. So like that. But like I said, I got my people who I got for the Indiana Pacers versus the Knicks. I got the Knicks winning this series. Then Timberwolves versus the Nuggets. I got the Nuggets winning this series, the champs. Then I got Dallas versus Maverick versus the OKC. I got Dallas to win this series. So I'm excited, but these series can be tough, you know, very, very tough. It's just all about take one game at one shot at a time, one shot at a time, one game at a time, and try to, you know, build the momentum, you know, build that momentum, and try to, you know, try to close the team out, because, you know, the team not going to, when they punch hard, you got to punch super, super hard, you know, and, you know, the team going to give it their all, because they trying to move on as well. Like the Timberwolves in the Nuggets series last night, Timberwolves blew out the Nuggets, because, you know why? Timberwolves, you know, like, this is a do or die. If we lose, our season over with. Timberwolves said, you know what? We'll come out and play the game. And let's see, can they beat us? They beat us at home twice. Sorry. They beat us at home twice. Let's beat them at our home one time. You know, one time. One time. Let's take one game at a time. And they beat it. Timberwolves just forced the game 7. You know? It's first-person team. That's 4, you know, that's how the, you know, 4, win game 1, win game 2, win game 3, can't win game 4, so we go up, series 3-1, you win game 5, series 0, or trying to force a team, really trying to force it, but hey, it is what it is. I'm excited about it. It's all about playoff, and I really, really, really enjoy it, like I said, I'm enjoying the playoff. I'm excited because I don't know who's going to win. That's the beauty of when you watch and root on your team on. And then, like I said, I got a little bit of hope for the Nuggets. But I know they ain't going to close it out. and try to win, you know, win this game. But, hey, it is, you know, it's just the game of basketball. You just got to enjoy. You really got to love it. Because you never know who's going to win. Like, you never know. Like, it can be up in the air, and then it happened, you know. But I'm excited, you know, of this, like, this playoff series is fun to watch because, you know, you got the young talent, also players who've been in the playoff position know how to go, but it's joy, you know. Buckle your seatbelt, enjoy this crazy playoff series. This playoff series never disappoint. It can be shocker. Like I said, you can get, like, smiling, but pissed off. You can be mad as hell. Smiling again, mad as hell because your team lost. It's just the game of basketball. You just got to enjoy it. You really do got to enjoy it because you never know which team going to win and come out the victorious. So, I'm excited. Let me know how you guys feel about the WNBA. How you guys feel about, you know, how you guys feel. Also, you know how you guys feel about the NBA playoff. You know, playoff, it's chippy. It's very, very chippy. Like, teams going at each other. Like, going at players going at it. They play like their season line. That's supposed to. Because your season line, one team move on, the other team can get shut up and they season over and focus on next year. But, you know, it's the game of basketball. You just got to enjoy it and really, really and love the game of basketball. So, excuse me. But you got to really, really enjoy it. So, let me know, guys, in the comment down below. Also, how you guys feel about that. Before we go, let's take a deep breath in. Let it out. Take another breath in. Let it out. God first, self first. That's if you're single with no kids. So you got God for your kid first, self first. You never know, in a relationship with kids. So you got to do your big one. God for your kid, self. Shout out to the same parents out there doing y'all big ones. Salute to you guys. God for self. You sniffing and they show no kids. Salute to you guys doing y'all big ones as well. Shout out to everyone overseas. Love you guys so much. Shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love you guys so much. Thank you guys for tuning in every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you guys for tuning in so much. Love. Also, I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday, everyone's birthday today. Enjoy your guys' birthday. Enjoy also happy birthday, everyone's birthday tomorrow and Sunday. Enjoy your guys' birthday. Enjoy. Don't let anybody steal your joy away. Enjoy your guys' weekend. Be safe out there. Also, hot. Drink some water. Make sure you be hydrated. And you know, enjoy this beautiful weather. But yeah, it's a beautiful day. Today, and I really do enjoy it. Also, make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, make sure y'all tell a friend about the Shantan Empire. Today, people. Also, check out season 1, season 2, season 3, season 4. We still in season 4. Like I said, season 4 will end. And we'll be on the playoff. When the NBA season over with, that's when the season 4 is over with. So, make sure you guys tune in. Every episode is so good. Check it out. You really, really enjoy it. Also, you can, you know, send, you know, fan messages and stuff like that. You know, you can send it. You can send it as well. Also, you can email us at ShaitaEmpire@gmail.com. You can email us about anything. Also, you can DM us on all our social media, ShaitaEmpire. DM us, email us. All social media is the same. The Shaitan Empire on all platforms. So, yeah. Have a wonderful rest of guys' day. Enjoy. Always say this. If nobody loves, we love you. Have a wonderful rest of guys' day. Peace and love.
You guys on the Shytown Empire show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Shytown Empire show. We love you guys. We gone.